Sjo dat kleine geel is, balja moes altige. My name is Robert Cadine Carswell, Robert de Carslach.
Did thee ever hear tell of old Bobby Bob?
And this program is called Kleine Geel. You'll hear part of it in the English language, as near as Clash and Perchy Sirilg, and you'll hear part of it in the Manx Gaelic, Chinyin Amera, the mother tongue of Ellen Vanning, the Isle of Man. As Bannacht and Dutrish. William Gell has left St. John's and headed up to Foxtel, diverting to Glen May, and then continuing southward. Now, past Barul we trip again, the monarch of the mountain chain, which dominates the southern plain. Suskeel, Michion Hansel as Gretel, gen a well Hansel geend and which the way chit the way nasura, ti call a tava, as ti son cogra as ea, raur na shang. Ti corsera de Gretel de gedden an ustia, on de vraya, de Gretel dobran de moor. A competition. That's the meaning of the title of this song in Welsh. Son, a short form of Son, a traditional song but given a flavour of Appalachia in this version by Welsh band Gwerinos. Tawys geis jacrish radio banning, stasiun an asiun, viscol ar scalia mach by dulish, Ellen Vanning.
Ar hyndyn wrth ei berth O dacw hen baptirion O dyna le braf ti gynnau tan Os medru yn dy galon O dyna le braf ti gynnau tan Os medru yn dy galon Wel teg yw'r tan a theg yw'r tir A dweud y gwir amdanyn Fy anwyl dad na ddigiwch ddim Ni fyna fi ddim o'r hen ddyn Fan wyl dad na ddigiwch ddim Ni fyna fi ddim o'r hen ddyn Cei gyda'r hennyn ddigon o air Cei air y garian ddigon A da defed o bob rhyw Beth na gyda'i gan feibion A da defed o bob rhyw Beth na gyda'i gan feibion Mae'n well gen i gael bywch neu ddwy O'r siort rwy fi neu mobyn Na godro'r ddwy'r un pryd i'r pen A gwrando'r glector hendyn Na godro'r ddwy'r un pryd i'r pen A gwrando'r glector hendyn Yn a phryf y dril Beth nach yn i gan feibion O blit y thi yn a phryf y dril Beth nach yn i gan feibion Mae'n well gen i fynd y diwely o brwy A char mae brwy mhoi dran Na mynd i'r gwely gwyn o blw A chyda'r hendyn trian Na mynd i'r gwely gwyn o blw A chyda'r hendyn trian
a dialogue between father and daughter about settling down, he says, with an older man who has money to afford a cow or two and some sheep. And then he says, what about sons? Well, father's in earnest here. She's rather flippant. And that was Welsh band Gwerinos. William Gell continues. By Dorby, Colby, to Ken Traw. A former speaker here, you know, who bids the unruly hold his jaw. Ah, well, he's gone. Peace to his manes. A sturdy scion yet remains of this fair coach to hold the reins. Ken Traw had been owned by the Qualtrough family, the Colcherach family, for centuries, with various members in the Keys or in office as Deemster. However, the property was mortgaged by one of the Qualtroughs, and the person who held the mortgage was known as Neddy the Brewer, and this was Edward Gawne. And in 1824, through a legal loophole that existed at that time, he took possession of Ken Traw. He married Catherine Moore of Pulrose, and their son, Edward Moore Gawne, went on in 1835 to marry Emily Maria Murray, a granddaughter of the Duke of Atholl. In 1854, he became Speaker of the House of Keys. In fact, he objected to the popular election of members of the House of Keys, so his office came to an end on the dissolution of the unelected Keys in 1867. Ye been coonlin, Dame Gretel. De bergen er wij eet ek bein fine kelia, ek een goed slew version en edden best koojach. Na gin bar arm lesh de gobberen, doet een chanven, te de sledden ons verdeel. De morgen amor gein, weer Gretel iri, vader een eil, as lina a churre. Hayach nimmage funje, doet een chanven. Tamir chowen och hanna, as heisna in taste. Renny sai Gretel vark as an och. Mach asked ye when a lodach and hanna sal jain. Snous jack on, Dutovich, as jirk welly brow che, the vod an aran chit the way funich. Cholir's ver Gretel chows die, we kerel duna doris na jai, as ligagy ve briet, as esh. Vechi a nye. Ach fa Gretel tingle a chereilek, as dourti. A sem ser an ach de yinwe, cren ach lis in drapples jach onji. Cho bol venach as gai mor tau dout an chan ven. This is the first of two songs by Scottish Gaelic singer Katrina Watt, and this one is a song of parting. Oran Jalachy.
Os tu leik ni chia vai mi, as ai jen kiar kam lon. Kur ko hi elan piar nerai, je marsh te tol yan op. Han ai che mis kham di an lom, bi kiar I as rim yo. Nug mi lekian avas, tram volat sier gains bron. O bjarlum vin am hinig, tu och min sendriev. Nes hovig mach o tras, smog ries krak Se kawr kawns kach farstich, mel sonest bai is rian. As u ach es en makal, as ol as bat nam och liye. Get hosh ich mi an duanak, Chavuad lich mi ach jar. Smoch di etram chol was ganach, Cwr fuad ach edd mo maind. Smynach e gwjirach, Edd arch mo spes mo grai. Sa'n honi sa'n buhon gweithio sy'n reinio'r bynnwch na'n warm. Cha beth y gylaw mis rhiar yn Sgach riach ni chyf mwch aind Nyn hos i chyn y gysio Nyn bint y nec y nawm Snan hodd sy'n ei ddiartys Yd clia ffiog yn feng Gwysyn i cog o sŵndach Mynach a bwg o Sori mil y sori leis gach bianoch gnoch gysdwg Gach cwrst y chosach smach ere gach lacan y gysgwyl Sori
Scottish singer Katrina Watt with Christy MacDonald. Dan BLG Moor de Luan of Elu Fagan, Friar Witch, Aden Seen Cosnus Jack Ongi. As Renny Crom was she's, as Hoggie a Kionek on Spiel and Och. Esh Ren Gretel sigh, the Jackie's Jack on the soldier, as Renny Duna Doris Yarn the Jai, as Hoggie so Sabara. O, creu ho aglach fan gwlalec, ac ren gretel rai yr sŵl, ys degi y drochwyt dy lost o'n straeus. Hai gretel dy girach ys Hansel, dosiol i doros y stebl, ys dili i, Hansel, ta sy'n ser, tan sian wyt marw. Eis, mach leis Hansel gwrs ysig fain chedjec, chylias dyn doros ffoslech. Creech o iawn ysach fy nyn ystiaw. Creen ach ryn yr cywn yn rhaich yn mygit mwanl ych eilio, as dawns yn mygyrd, as peg ych eilio. As er yn o'n yr awbeg elio dy goel al roes, hae y dolyw mygit tai ych ian wych, as ons dach cornel fan yn siadw cistiachan dy ffyrlan as dy chledjin yn leachach. Having mentioned the former Speaker of the unelected House of Keys, Edward Moore Gawne, who held that office from 1854 to 1867, William Gell says, "Ah, well, he's gone. Peace to his manes." Well, this is an eye rhyme, because the word in Latin, manes, the Roman spirits of the dead who inhabit the underworld. Edward Moore Gawne died in 1871, but William Gell mentions that a sturdy scion yet remains of this fair coach to hold the reins. The eldest son of Edward Moore Gawne and his wife Catherine was also called Edward, and his career was in the army. He served in Crimea and then in India, where in 1858 he married Mary Ann Isabella Hamilton Hodgson. She was known as May. And they had a son in 1861, whom they named Edward Bryan, taking the frequent Gawne family name of Edward and May's father's name. He was Bryan. Edward Bryan Gawne had gone to live in Tasmania, but in 1899 he came to the Isle of Man and took up residence in Kentraw, where he lived until his death in 1932.
Yes, you come, I go, Dick, Trump, on a hulanket. la 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 la
Breton dance music sung in the Can Hadiskan style by Jan Vange Kemener and Marcel Gilou with the band Skolvan, of whom the guitarist Gilles Le Bigot is a founding member. Sjoe Dutch Stasjon en Asjon Radio Vanning. As she Claire Nagale was Gulleg a Treton, Mish Robert Cutting Carswell, Robert a Carslach.
Al Bobby Bob.
To Claire Nagale, Rechlashen, Reshacht and Lugji Guller Scalia Mach, as Shen through Dinadega Radio Vanning. On Shen Yis for the You Fedden Podcast, Jinche Claire Nagale. As she Regetten Nasty on Shen, Natrud Keredern Podcast Elia, Apple Podcasts, Amazon Audible, Spotify, Google Podcasts, TuneIn, na Alexa. This visit to Kentraw has brought William Gell to the south again, and without saying so, I think he's talking about Port Erin next. Here, zealous for the future catch, our failing industries to patch, some fain would Neptune's chickens hatch. Success to every brood produced. May fortune sympathies unloosed send every chicken home to roost. This is a venture established in July 1901, and there's a letter in the Isle of Man Examiner which helps shed light on it. The letter's signed only as Fisherman, and he writes about what he calls the fish hatchery matter, which was decided at the last Tynwald Court. This fish hatchery business is, so far, the only outcome of the Industries Commission, which sat in the island some 3 or 4 years ago. The commissioners have been able to influence the legislature to such an extent that the island is to be saddled with a fish hatchery, which will certainly prove an expensive craze. Sure, ridden acht na shen a clach an isle doet hansel, chads ve lina na pogged an egger. A smuddy gretel de bavai linius, immerke rinach taili, maso renny lina an apernek. Nish ersulien, durt Hansel, de rauschenach de chasna mach as kale of witch. Trevad a chroilt rishur nage, renket fenus lien dostje. Han not much cost na herish shaw, doot Hansel. Can el me fagin clachigan, as can el me fagin drocha derby. As can el beda on nodder, doot Gretel. Ach shaw tunnig ven, vis chit dun. Matami briach gee, ni ish coonalien de gul herish. Maso damey, hunnig, hunnig, coonlien de bew, she Hansel as Gretel shin, got shed of rue. Gin clachagan a drochad herishin ustia shen, ginu arach a shin ed a grim brow ben. As henk a tunnag de haraltach de yinu shen, as ren Hansel Costner er a moon. It's time for another trip to the well below the valley, this time with the band Planxty, the title track from one of their albums, with the vocal, of course, by Christy Moore.
A gentleman was passing by, he asked for a drink as he got dry at the well below the valley, oh. Green grows the lily, oh, right among the bushes, oh. Me compass full up to the brim, if I were to stoop I might fall in at the well below the valley, oh. Among the bushes, oh. If your true love was passing by, you'd fill him a drink as he got dry at the well below the valley, oh. Green grows the lily, oh, right among the bushes, oh. She swore be grass, she swore be corn, that her true love had never been born at the well below the valley, oh. Green grows the lily, oh, right among the bushes, oh. He said, young maid, you're swearing wrong, for six fine children you had born at the well below the valley, oh. Green grows the lily, oh, right among the bushes, oh. If you be a man of noble fame, you'll tell to me the father of them at the well below the valley, oh. Green grows the lily, oh, right among the bushes, oh. There's two of them by your uncle Dan at the well below the valley, oh. Green grows the lily, oh, right among the bushes, oh. And under to be your brother John at the well below the valley, oh. Green grows the lily, oh, right among the bushes, oh. And under to be your father dear at the well below the valley, oh. Green grows the lily, oh, right among the bushes, oh. If you be a man of noble steam, you'll tell to me what did happen to them at the well below the valley, oh. Green grows the lily, oh, right among the bushes, oh. There's two buried neath the stable door at the well below the valley, oh. Green grows the lily, oh, right among the and under to near the kitchen door at the well below the valley, oh. Green grows the lily, oh, right among the bushes, oh. Another two buried beneath the well at the well below the valley, oh. Green grows the lily, oh, right among the bushes, oh. If you be a man of of noble fame, you'll tell to me what'll happen, me Salado, well below the valley, oh. Green the rose, the lily, oh, right among the bushes, oh. You'll be 7 years a ringing a bell at the well below the valley, oh. Green the rose, the lily, oh, right among the bushes, oh. You'll be 7 more a porting in hell at the well below the valley, oh. Green the rose, the lily, oh, right among the bushes, oh. I'll be 7 years a ringing a bell, but the Lord above may save my soul from porting in hell at the well below the valley, oh. Green the rose, the lily, oh, right among the bushes, oh.
The Well Below the Valley, the band Planxty, from their album of that name, which was recorded in June of 1973. Esh dinch hanseld and hew rega the hiet nies. Ha jinnum, drega Gretel, veich shen roch rais on a tunnag. Fodmuch gol fair as fair, nen lug nen. A shen an ach ve jint. As na lug shen haia drumbu de manra, der a renkad gus a chael, as henker red the vein a smoo as na smoo er endow, der a feyera, honigat an audit, tine an era. Esh rennet rai der a rinker de, rennet sairach as jach ag a doris, as rennet kyaun an raiachan magit mwanel an era. Harawi kyau ur bi ag fe, near as vein yngel na pechin egas sechel, ach van ven hiesha ega, maru. As tred doshil Gretel an Apernec, van a perlin as cledjinan leachach ernin scalia mach, ulium magirt a chamer, as ren Hansel goi leden dorn lug leden dorn mach as a fogged. Esh va dach burra eg gerra, as ren ad bege ons boga moor a chelia. As mas osh en gerra an skeel machion Hansel as Gretel. Some more extracts from this letter of fishermen. It will be an excuse for the creation of new government jobs. And this being so, our legislators, who love officialism, will rejoice. The committee appointed to run the new hatchery consists, with one exception, of gentlemen who are almost, if not entirely, ignorant upon the subject of sea fishing. Professor Herdman, the eminent marine biologist of the Liverpool University, is the exception. Even Professor Herdman is not in accord with other marine biologists upon this question of hatching out sea fish, and certainly in his evidence before the Timbal Corps Committee he made some extraordinary statements. However, a fish hatchery can do our fisheries no harm, it's only a question of money, and if we Manx people can afford to squander the money which the hatchery will cost, well and good. Evidently our legislature are under the impression that they're doing an immense amount of good in providing the hatchery. And now hear our Cornish choir Kesson Tus, harmonious men, and they sing now in praise of their homeland.
Proudly our songs reflect the glory.
Chorus Master Kenneth Pellmere's 1982 setting of Gilbert Pierce's 1959 poem Hail to the Homeland, sung by Kesson Tous. Apropos of the Port Erin fish hatchery, says Fisherman, probably they'll later on repeal the act for the protection of seagulls, so that they may give the little fish, fresh from the hatchery, a chance of maturing. The fish hatchery, anyway, as I've said, can do little harm beyond swallowing up some of our surplus revenue. But I'm dead certain that it can do little good to Manx fishermen and the Manx people. I'm resigned to pay my share towards the cost of the white elephant, for the very good reason that I'm compelled to stump up. A fisherman goes on to complain about the Lord Bishop's contribution to the debate. The bishop, Norman Dumenil John Stratton, proposed purchase of what fisherman calls a gunboat. And fisherman asks, is it necessary that in order to carry out this precious hatchery scheme, a gunboat should be brought to the island? Brought here ostensibly to protect, but really to harass Manx fishermen. Canamiolach a chorerbi lech a na skiels a chaglam shorje skielen de brerach and grim, te envisich an nyau ben. Foda the henna va bech a ri, as va muren gul a grey machion and tushjega ulu magir te cheer. Harau veg tanacht and rich foda, Guinness day, as ve mor de bech visse ridden folich, curit days an air. Ach va unchleach de quechega. Dach laeg genair, Lug den voor bij Glenich, as wat de cholie feeg en olle schroel, we charvent virnjach, korlesjach on de, just delje. Ach, va kudach As gerauw egen charvent heen, vis se kreeg ons a gist. Nood rauwe ri furachten der we sledden de lummerken, roos me ginnige goil en kudach jay. Va sjo we tagert, ristref wie fader. Ach, fe jere, henklae, as ha dod a charvent korstrien a vienege, de jeden maach een a soja. As has ve gimmerke just a shul, gawe gus a chamer ege heen.
Thank you.
Thomas Collister and David Kilgallen, with music collected in the Isle of Man. The final piece there, The Wind That Shakes the Barley, is played as a Highland, I think, in Donegal, and I've heard a recording of it. It may have been John Docherty, I think, but I'm blown if I can find it again. Siodd stasiwn yn asiwn radio fanyn. Ys cardnys e Claire Nigel fy sgol yr sgeliau mach. Mish, Robert Cotin Carswell, Robert y Carslach.
Have I heard tell of old Bobby Bob?
Chylias fe a chwrs neg ar y dorys dy tion. Chrog e nis y cwdach. As on sien, honnic e niaw ben y lai ar y gist. Lwg de ffag yn e, chydod e siadw nai y fi yn dy gedyn blas jay. As mersor yn ei gyar y mir beg, as hwg ei as jachs y fil ega. Chylias rhan ei bent yn rysio tiniau ega, chyl ei chaw mwy jen unig ega, sesia chwech dy chyrae yn medda. Haia, as fe geisiach rhyw, as hwr ei mach dy rawi jintsws jen ysberiw, lor rwch eilia, as instech eilia ulyw fod yn ag yn ons na marn os na ceiljan. Fy nyart yn niaw a chorde pŵr dy hegl lort ys bein. Hach rei led yr awd yr enn y col y ffeinio smws dom y hec, as henc awr ys er y llar fen ffyrniach, as yn ors er ys caj yn gul y gyn wega, as fe cwryd gos y lle, dyr yn ei gaiji. Ren y rhi symna ei dy chyt con gotrys, as ym wedi cyrn rhen ei altwna ei dy mŵr. Fisherman's parting shot asks, is a bishop's fad or caprice to kill the trawling industry, and so compel us when we fancy a bit of fish to take it canned or dried, and in any case imported, from Russia or elsewhere? So that's the background to the reference in William Gell's poem to hatching Neptune's chickens. In 1949, a snippet in another newspaper refers to an entry in a local guidebook saying that 5 million plaice were being released to the sea each year from the hatchery. They also released crab and lobster. It continued to be known as the Port Air and Fish Hatchery in the newspapers through till 1957. That's the last entry I found referring it to as such. Fish were grown on there in experiments by students of the Liverpool University Marine Biological Station, but to what extent it had become more of a visitor attraction as an aquarium by then, and when stocking out of marine species actually stopped, I've not been able to pinpoint. Closure of the Marine Biological Station came in 2006. A Welsh girl from Drws y Coed still hopes and prays for her loved one's return, although her hair has turned white with waiting. This is the band Gwerinos again.
Yn drws y coed ma na ferch fach lan yn cyrlio'i gwallt yng ngolau'r tan. Mae'n cyfri'r oriau rif y gwlys tan ddaw ei charia, tan ddaw ei charia, diwch o fleidio hi. Ac am ei gwdd mae'n agadw i'n nair, ac arni lun o'r forwyn fair, mae'n cadw hon ger ei mynwes hi. Tan ddaw ei charia, tan ddaw ei charia, diwch o fleidio hi. Hafarn sian lle mae'r cwrwn dda, eisteddais lawr a chynnig iechyd da, i'n ffrindiau oll oedd gyda mi, cyn i'n ffarwelio, cyn i'n ffarwelio a fy Nghymru gi. Ac yno neistedd drwy'r pryn hawn, wrth ferio sgwrs wrth y tân o fawn, y clywai sôn am ddrws y coi, ar ferch bach lanaf, ar ferch bach lanaf sydd yn cadw oi. Thank you. grand i'r had Y tyngais lw yn ddiamwad A throes fy ffordd tu a drws y coed At y ferch fach lanaf, at y ferch fach lanaf yn ddioed Ac erbyn cyrraedd penedaeth Bydd brynadol dros chwe milltir faith Yn o'n syllu y bim yn syn Ar y ferch fach lanaf, ar y ferch fach lanaf Fai gwallt yn wyn Ar gariad gŵr yr hoes ei bryd Er iddo chwalu yn llwyr ei byd Mae'n dal i ddisgwyl sŵn ei droi Y ferch fach lanaf, y ferch fach lanaf
I've heard that tune used for a religious song, and it's also used for the song about the female highwayman, Sove, which is well-travelled but sometimes claimed as being Cornish. And that was the Welsh band Gwerinos again. Now, backward by Barul again, we reach St Mark's. And mark the stain, palpable on this southern plain. How vandalism has rampant grown, and antiquarians bemoan the loss of Godred Crovan's stone. Joseph George Cumming, the vice-principal of King William's College from 1841 to 1856, was the author, in 1848, of The Isle of Man, Its History, Physical, Ecclesiastical, Civil and Legendary. Of St Mark's, he writes, The famous granite boulder, weighing between 20 and 30 tons, known by the name of Godred Crovan Stone, stood close by. It was broken up by the owner of the field about 20 years since. Some fragments of it are built into the parsonage. The old legend of the stone is that Godred lived with his termagant wife in a great castle on the top of Barul. Unable to endure the violence of her tongue, he turned her unceremoniously out of doors. After descending the mountain some distance, imagining herself out of his reach, she turned round. Dinchen ride, lyrish ale gain, manavode cor enum merachadi, de berge smunyet, drau eschen kindach, as de berge erna cherige. Ve uns far dale der any cor rosh plaint drau eona, gerau dare a share a gednege. Senyau esch as im neege, Haie mach ons close a fles. As gawe toech der sorsmunion erne odus e juno ons dolie chamur. On shen van a tunnigan in sail yorish in ustje varai as goil in esh. As renard rech in a fedjiganoch lesh na gib reoch. As ver cowag sour etheroch. Ren and shar went tanachtan sin inedega as ver geishach rue. Loret mychion yn acht fod yr speg ym y gyrt car y fori y leir o sien as dy dŵrad bi mai. As eis dŵr fferd jaw dy trai, ta ryd yn acht na lai trom sy sproch yn em, sien ffeinio fy na lai ffwynio gyfen rein, remmi slwg o sise as rawr drisorm. Katrina Watt is joined by Gillian Chalmers, Lauren Tate and Fiona McCaskill on this walking song, all about fair-haired Callum.
Now, oh, Callum, thine father can be you. Now, oh, Callum, thine. Oh, Callum, eh, Callum's plan for thine can be you. Now, oh, Callum, thine. Him he nursed. Now who, oh, call them
voice of Katrina Watt, also supported by Gillian Chalmers, Lauren Tate and Fiona McCaskill. Eish gawe Sharwen Graeme jen tunnag er a wannel. Gawe eistiach sa chamer early, as dwrt eir ish a ven chogara. Jen marrow a fair shaw, ty ledden avi rhai gull ar chogara. Nym, dwrt a ven chogara, goel tausti sa lawek. Chyn el bore les bech a fair shaw, ty'r fe eil ur ish trel iawr dy lŵr hana. The story concludes, she then began to rate him so soundly at the full pitch of her voice that, in a rage, he seized on this huge granite boulder and, hurling it with all his might, killed her on the spot. So not a very pleasant tale about Godred Crovan, the Uxoricide. Ach shene carnish. For the next 2 hours, from 7 to 9, you can enjoy the best of chill-out music with Chris Pearson. And then at 9, it's Sundown with Judith Leigh. Claire na Gael comes to an end with more dance music from Brittany, played by Bagad Kemper. After the first round of the Championnat de Bagadou in Brest in February, they're 0.22 of a point behind Bagad Cap Caval, who are in first place, and 0.01 of a point ahead of Bagad Ronced Arroar, the third place. So close going in Lorient next month for the second round. Ach de jarum or rami grey, shene. And so until the next time, this is Robert Katin Carswell, Robert a Carslach.
Oh, Bobby Bob.
Wishing you a very good night. Eve, I'm a Chriort, as Dutz Magirian share.